Hopefully I'm going to teach you that. There we go. That's what I need. Okay, before we start, I would like to go back and read this whole passage from Acts chapter 2. We'll read verses 42 to 47. So if you have your Bibles, please open up to that.
请大家打开圣经的《使徒行传》第二章。 我们来一起读，从42一直读到47， 我们再来读一次。
Okay. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、掰饼、祈祷。众人都惧怕，使徒又行了很多许多神迹奇事。信的人都在一处凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。 他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，使众民的喜爱，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。Let's
pray. Father, we thank you so much for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你赐我们你的话语。And
we thank you for your church.
我们感谢你给了我们教会。
And Lord, we pray that this morning as we consider what your church is and how we should live, that your spirit would lead and guide us.
当我们今天早上思想为什么教会的存在，希望你的圣灵带领我们思想这个问题。
Father, give us understanding that only your spirit can give.
请你赐我们明白的道理。
And Father, give us the power that we need to live the truth of the message this morning.
给我们能力能够活出真理。
Our desire, Lord, is to see you glorified in our lives as individuals, but also our lives as a congregation.
我们的愿望是我们个人能和集体都能成为荣耀你的器皿。
And we pray, Father, that the world would see and take note of the fact that Jesus is among us.
我们祷告这个世上的人因此就会看见我们在我们里面。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen. So, let's go to the next slide, please. Why are you here this morning?
今天早上你为什么要来到这里?
I'm sure that every single person here probably has a little bit of different reason for being here.
我想我们每个人有不同的理由吧。
I know when I was a kid, I went to church because my parents made me go.
当我小的时候，我来教会，那是因为我父母亲把我拉过来。
I know some people go because they have friends that are here.
有些人来教会是因为有朋友在这里。
People come because they like to learn things about the Bible.
有些人愿意来是因为他们想学习圣经上的内容。
Sometimes people come because they have needs that they think can be met by the church.
有时候有些人来他是因为他们有需要，想在教会得到满足。
Sometimes people come because they feel guilty.
有些人来是因为有负罪感。
Have I hit your reason yet for being here this morning?
我是不是讲的理由是你的理由?
Some people come just because they love Jesus.
有些人来教会是因为他们爱耶稣基督。
And ultimately, that should probably be the primary reason why we come.
那应该是我们最重要的原因。
But if you were coming from a different planet, and this was your first experience ever encountering a group of people like this, what would your opinion be?
如果假设你是一个从外星球来的人，你来到教会看见这一群人在这里聚集，你的感受是什么？
I mean, how would you describe back to the people on your alien planet what a church was like?
你怎么样可以回去跟你星球上的人说教会是一个什么样的形式？
I mean, some of you maybe have experienced a little bit of that when you came here from another country.
你们当中有些人可能会有同感，因为你们是从其他国家来的。
You know, a lot of the Chinese students that I meet at the University of Illinois, have never been in a church before, so they don't really have a whole lot to go on.
就如我碰到的中国学生、留学生，他们很多以前没有接触过教会。
But this passage that we're looking at in Acts this morning describes the first church in Jerusalem.
这一段经文描述了在耶路撒冷的第一间教会。
And, you know, as you think about it, it doesn't really tell us this is the way a church has to be.
它并不告诉我们这是一个教会应该如此。
But when the Holy Spirit came upon the first group of believers, this is how they began to shape what they felt the Lord was leading them to be in the church.
但这是在第一世纪的时候借着圣灵的大能他们已经开始形成着教会就形成着教会了。
So even though what we have is only a description, it can lead us to better understand what it exactly is the church should be.
虽然我们只有一个描述，但是我们应该从此可以了解一个教会应该是怎么样子。
It's not to be just a group of gathered individuals.
不应该只是一群人在这里聚集而已。
But it's supposed to be a people being knit together into a supernatural revelation of who Jesus is.
应该是一群人紧密的相连，非同寻常的彰显出耶稣的形象。
So we're going to look this morning at four characteristics of the church that we need to emulate as a body if we're going to be true to the call that Christ has on our lives.
那今天早上我们就来学习一下早期教会所具有的四个特点，来看看符合耶稣呼召我们出来应有的真正的生命的教会是怎么样。
Let's go to the next slide.So even though this passage doesn't necessarily give us a definition of the church, I'm going to give you my definition of the church.
虽然这个段经文当中没有明确的指出一个定义对教会的定义，但是我麦克牧师就在这边做一个定义。
The way I put it together was, this is those, the church is those who are redeemed by God to be the visible manifestation of Jesus on earth today.
麦克的定义是被神救赎的人在当今可以成为被世人看得见耶稣的表现。
As such, the primary purpose of the church is to bring men and women of all nations into a personal relationship with God through Jesus.
因此教会的主要目的是靠着耶稣基督使万民与神建立个人的关系。
This is done not just by evangelizing, but discipling people into the image of Jesus who will then do the same thing for others.
这不仅仅是传福音，而是训练人们拥有基督的形象，并且他们也能够如此继续训练其他人。
So, kind of a long, complicated definition.
这是我对教会的一个比较长复杂的、长而复杂的定义。
Maybe if we took a look at the words for church, we could come to a little bit closer understanding.
那我们现在来看一下这些词汇的教会词汇的起源。
Okay, in English, we have the word church.
在英文里边是叫 church.
And the old English word that goes way back in time is kirka.
在古英文当中它是从 kirka 这个字出来的。
And kirka, I'm assuming, comes from the Greek word kyriarchon.
它是从希腊文 kyriarchon 出来。
And it, basically the word just means the Lord's house.
这个字的意思就是主的家。
So the emphasis on the word itself is on the building.
它的重点好像是在这个建筑。
If you talk to most people in the community and you mention something about the church, they'd go, oh yeah, there's one just down the street from where I'm at.
如果你问人家教会在哪里，人家就会指出一座楼。
But that's not the church.
但实际上那并不真正是真正的教会。
It's a building.
那只是一个教会的建筑。
Now,You know better than I, the Chinese words for church, there's a couple of different ones that get used.
在中文里面有不同的字描述教会这个字。
And I have the website that I looked this up. If I get this wrong, you can blame the website and not me.
我在网上查了一下一些信息。
But the two words are, jiao tang? How do you say that?
Yeah, 教堂。
教堂 and, 教会。
教会。
教会。Okay. So, what do they mean?
这两个字，一个是教会，一个教堂，它们意思是什么
？Well, again, the word 教堂, as I understand it from this article, puts an emphasis on the building.
那教堂这个字的重点是在这个建筑。
And we can excuse whoever decided to use that word because the English did the same thing with it.
我们可以明白这个为什么会这样，因为英文也是有差不多的意思。
the idea of 教会 is the gathered people of God.
但是教会这个词是意思是说一群聚集在一起的人。
And what's really interesting is if you go into the scriptures and you look at the word that gets used most of the time for church, it's ecclesia.
但是你看到在圣经当中最主要的用法是叫ecclesia。
And it literally means those who are called out.
它的意思主要是被呼召出来的人。
Now what are those who are called out of?
那他们被呼召出来是干什么的?
Well, we are being separated from the world to become something for God.
他的意思是我们被神呼召出来,分别出来,只是为了神的缘故。
And again, the emphasis is not just on individuals, but on a people that are being called out.
不是仅仅是一个个人,而是神的子民被分别出来,被呼召出来。
Now, why would God call out a people rather than just individuals?
为什么神是呼召了一群人,而不是整整是一个人?
I think the answer is found in another term that gets used for the church in Scripture. We get the next slide. Okay? The primary metaphor that Paul uses for the church in the Bible is the body of Christ.
是保罗在圣经当中主要是用了以基督的身体这个字来形容教会。
And we talked about this in Sunday school this morning, so you'd get a much more extensive picture of this if you'd come to Sunday school.
今天早上我在找主日学的时候详细地讲了这个概念。
But the idea of the body of Christ is not just about the church, it's about the visible manifestation of Jesus.
但是神的意思,教会不仅仅是一群人而已,而是一个可以被人看见基督的表现。
So when you are called to become a Christian, it's not just you and Jesus, it's you and Jesus and all of his people together.
其实不仅仅是你个人而已,是你和耶稣可以被人看见。
And each one of us have a specific function in the body of Christ to make Jesus visible to the community. And so people should look at us gathered together and together see Jesus in a way that they would not see him otherwise. Well, there are two major things that happen when we come together as God's gathered people.
有两件事情发生了,当我们成为耶稣基督的,被呼召出来的人。
One thing is that we are built up as his people.
我们是被建立起来,作为他的子民。
We should be encouraged.
我们应该互相鼓励。
We should learn.
应该学习。
We should become all that we can be as individuals.
成为我们应该成为的样子。
But it's not just the individual aspect that's important.
不仅仅是个人层面是要紧的。
The building up is an internal growth, but what's important here is that we also break out and we see external growth as well.
我们个人来讲是一个内在的发展,但是我们从外在来讲,我们要散开向外发展。
Because as we come together and as we are made whole as individuals, we're able to begin to show Jesus in a way as a group that we couldn't as individuals.
当我们在一起变成一个集体的时候,我们就要显示出一个人不能做到的事情。Places
where I am weak, you might be strong.
有些地方可能我比较软弱,但你是比较有力。Things
that you can do that I can't will enable us together to really begin to show people who Jesus is and why that's important.
有些事情我不能做,但你可以做,我们在一起就可以显示出耶稣的能力。So
the church, the gathered group of believers, those called out, are supposed to be the visible manifestation of Jesus in the world.
我们这群被呼召起来的聚集的人应该成为耶稣在世上可以被看见的展现。
Now, how does this happen?
那这样是如何实现的呢?
Well, it's interesting. When you look at this passage in Acts 2, it starts out and it says they devoted themselves.
如果我们看这段经文,我们可以看到他们彼此
Okay. So, the idea of what does it mean to devote yourself to something?
那你们恒切恒心的做一件事情是什么意思呢?
Now, the word that the Holy Spirit inspires here basically means to keep close company with. So the idea is that when you devote yourself to something, that you are in such proximity to it that it becomes almost part of what you are.
这意思就是说, 我们大家彼此非常的接近, 我们彼此就是相密不可分的。
Word gets used as one that for a personal assistant.
就好像是, 个人的, 帮助一样, 一个人就是另外一个人的帮助。
It gives the idea of keeping close company with someone.
就好像我们常常说, 我们和某些, 某人关系很接近。
It actually can mean a boat that is prepared to shove off and go on a long journey at any moment.
好像我们随时准备好了，就可以使用我们的工具和别人坐，比如坐船，一起和那人出去。
So this idea of devotion to something is it's a complete identification with it.
这个意思就是，恒心的就是和人完全一致。
And not only does the word itself give us this meaning, but it gives us an added push in understanding when you look at the tense that the author uses.
我们不仅仅从意义上了解这个词，也可以从它的时态上了解这个词。
The idea is a continual present.
这个里边有一个持续的意思在里面。
So you could almost translate this, as long as it's now, they were devoting themselves to these things.
他的意思就是说, 只要现在有机会, 我们就彼此一直互相的非常亲密。
So this devotion then becomes the foundation on which the elements that we're going to look at is built.
那这个恒心这个特点就是最重要的一个特点。
Now, what are the marks of the church?
教会的表现,
let's go, let's go to the next slide. Yeah, the first one is it says that they devoted themselves continually to the apostles' teaching.
他讲到他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。
In verse 42, it says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. And then verse 43 says, everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles.
42节讲到他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。 43节讲众人都惧怕使徒又行了很多神迹奇事。
Okay, so what is the apostles' teaching?
那么这个使徒教导了什么呢?
Well, obviously, these were men who had been with Jesus and trained with him for 3 years.
这些人和耶稣一同相处，一共三年当中每天听他的教导。
They were people who had been taught by Christ to understand the Old Testament scriptures.
他们，耶稣教导他们旧约中的经圣经。
They had actually been able to practice with Jesus the very things that Jesus wanted his church to be able to do. And so by continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, that meant that they were going to really begin to get to know Jesus in a very detailed and personal way.
这就表示他们当时跟着耶稣基督，对耶稣基督有非常仔细的了解。
So while Christ was not there with them at that point in time in the body, he was there with them very much so in the teachings of the apostles.
虽然耶稣基督后来不跟他们在一起了，但是他们对耶稣教导是很熟悉的。
And the same thing is true for us today.
那今天对我们来说也是同样。I
mean, we don't have the original 12 apostles with us.
虽然我们没有当时的使徒和我们同在。
But we have their writings.
但是我们有他们写下的文章。
And we have the traditions that have been handed down to us for centuries about what the scriptures are supposed to be for us.
我们也有一些传统教导我们 这个圣经对我们是什么意思?
And so when we gather together, we focus on the apostles' teaching as being a very important aspect of what it means to be a worshiping people.
当然我们就在这样的话，我们就可以根据使徒知道使徒的教导。
And hopefully this is a way in which you will get to know Jesus better.
这样的话我们也可以知道耶稣基督。
Now obviously you can supplement this.
当然你可以跟他加上一点补充。
God has blessed us tremendously with the scriptures in different languages and translations.
神给了我们很多, 不同的译文。
And it's something that much of the world might not have access to.
有很多其他国家的地方可能, 没办法有这么多丰富的资料。
And so we need to take advantage of this.
我们要充分运用这个优点。
We need to continually devote ourselves to an understanding of what the Bible has to say so that we can become more like Christ.
我们就借这些资源仔细地研究圣经到底给我们讲了什么。
But it's not just as individuals.
不仅仅是个人。
It's as a corporate group that this is important as well.
它对我们集体也是很重要的。
In the early church, in this passage in Acts, this is where the apostles' teaching really began to be worked out.
在当时的教会的时候，这一段描述了当时的他们行为如何。
Because as the people began to learn, they began to act on what they had just heard.
当他们在学习圣经的时候，他们就实践这些所学习的内容。
The apostle James later is going to say, "Don't be just hearers of the word, but be doers of the word."
雅各说，不要只是听见，而是要行出来。
And the early church, as they came out of the world and came together as the body of Christ, began to live the truth that they learned.
在早期的教会的时候，他们学到了，也都实践出来了。
And it's interesting, as the people really committed themselves to that, the apostles began to do miraculous signs and wonders.
很有意思的是，这里记载了他们行了很多奇事神迹。
And part of that probably was due to the fact that they prayed together.
可能这一部分原因是因为他们一起祷告。
That they acted upon people's responses to these miracles.
他们也是根据人们的反应来做神迹奇事。
And so it's not enough just to have a me and Jesus type of relationship. We need each other in order to live the truth that the scriptures teach us.
不仅仅他们个人和耶稣有关系，然后他们彼此也是紧密相连。
So that's the first of the four marks of the church is a dedication to the apostles' teaching.
这第一个特点就是使他们非常恒心地遵守使徒的教训。
Next slide, please. The second mark of the church is that of fellowship.
第二个特点表现出来是他们有很好的团契。
In verses 44 and 45, we read this.
44到45节。
All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产、家业，照个人所需要的分给众人。
Now, what is fellowship?
那什么是团契呢？
Generally, at least in the North American context, fellowship oftentimes is associated with just having fun.
在北美的团契好像就是大家在一起有一些比较好玩的事情。
It's oftentimes even used in a secular context, so it gets kind of diluted in the process.
有的时候会进行一些属世的活动。
Now, having fellowship can result in having fun.
当然有很好的团契就会也会有很好玩的事情。
But it's so much deeper than that.
但是比这个要深多了。
Because as the people in the early church looked at what Jesus was teaching them and his example, they realized that they needed to share with one another.
他们明白了使徒的教训和榜样，他们意识到他们必须共一起分享。
The word fellowship itself is a very simple word that just means common.
这个团契这个字的意思就是说共同的，有共同的意思在里面。
And that's exactly what this passage says.
这是这段经文讲。
They had everything in common.
他们凡物公用。
Now, I've had some people tell me that this passage here teaches communism.
我有些人跟我说这段经文描述了好像共产主义社会的情况。
So they sold their possessions and goods and gave them to people that had need. That's what communism does, right?
他们把东西卖了，然后跟照个人所需的分给人，看起来很像共产主义社会。
Well, the answer to that is no.
我的回答是不完全是的。
With communism, it's a state-imposed action where everything has to be equal.
因为共产主义是说要均分。
This was based on people's needs.
但这边是按照所需的分给众人。
And it was based on people's hearts being open to help brothers and sisters who really were struggling.
他们的心打开了，他们对有需要的弟兄姊妹存着爱心。
And it's interesting how powerful this aspect of fellowship is in the cause of Jesus.
那因为是耶稣的缘故，所以他们这个团契存在。
In John 13:35, Jesus says, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."
在约翰福音十三章三十五节讲到，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
What's really interesting about this is Jesus says that it's the love that we have for each other, not the love we have for other people, that's going to be the hallmark.
这边耶稣讲到，你们若有相爱的心，这就表示你们是我的门徒。
Now Jesus doesn't say don't love other people.
耶稣并没有说不要去爱别人。
But the fact is, as we love each other, we will be standing out as a people that are very unusual in the world.
当我们彼此相爱的时候，我们就跟这我们周围的世界上的人不一样。
We come together from many different backgrounds.
我们个人的背景不一样。
Different political persuasions.
我们的政治观点也不一样。
Different educational and socioeconomic backgrounds.
教育和社会经济程度也不一样。
The church has enough differences in it that we could really be, you know, fighting with each other regularly.
我们彼此不同地方太多了，如果我们要争斗的话，实在很有理由。
And sadly, that happens far too often.
实际上在教会当中常常有这样的纷争。
But if we really come together and we love each other and we meet each other's needs, then it's going to show people the reality of Jesus in our midst.
但当我们彼此相爱彼此照顾对方的时候 人们就会看出
There was a lot of confusion about what Christianity was about in the early centuries.
在早期的时候人们不太知道怎么定义基督教。
The Roman Emperor Hadrian was persecuting the church, but he didn't really know why.
当时罗马的皇帝逼迫教会但他不知道为什么要这么做。
So he sent a man named Aristides to spy out the Christians in Rome.
所以他就派出间谍去到查看基督徒的生活。
Aristides was to report back to him about who these people really were.
有一个叫阿里斯提德的人就回来报告。
This is a quote that comes from the report that we still have of how he reported back to the Roman emperor.
下面这一段就是他向罗马皇帝报告基督徒的状况。
He said Christians love one another.
他说基督徒彼此相爱。
They never fail to help widows and they save orphans from those who would harm them.
他们帮助寡妇拯救孤儿。
If they have something, they freely share with him who has nothing.
他们如果有自己拥有一些东西他们就会跟缺乏的人分享。
If they see a stranger, they take him home and are happy as though he were a real brother.
对陌生人真诚地邀请到家里连 像对待真正的兄弟一样。
If one of them is poor and there isn't enough food to go around, they fast several days to give them the food he needs.
如果有人缺乏贫困，他们就会禁食数日，把省下的食物分给那饥饿的人。
This is really a different kind of person.
他们实在是与众不同。
There is something divine in them.
让人可以看出其中是有神的作为。
Wow.
这个非常令人惊讶。
The conditions for people living in Rome in those days were almost intolerable.
当时人们在罗马帝国的生活环境并不很好。
There was incredible poverty.
他们的贫困是到处可见。
And there was an awful lot of meanness and crime.
有很多不友善的甚至是犯罪事件。
Within the context of the church, Aristides saw something that he saw nowhere else in the entire city of Rome.
这个间谍阿里斯蒂发现他们在基督徒当中看到了和罗马帝国其他地方完全不一样的情况。
And interestingly, Aristides wound up becoming a Christian.
最后他自己也变成了基督徒。
And that's because the church practiced the kind of fellowship that God calls us as the Church of Jesus Christ to practice.
这是因为耶稣叫我们学到了叫行出来。
So we need to consider how we can take these statements and this description and begin to incorporate it into our lives as individuals and as a church to make Jesus visible to the community.
所以我们就要把这些字面上的描述变成我们生活当中真正的实践，作为个人也作为整个团体。
The third characteristic of the church is that of breaking of bread.
第三个特点，他们一起共同掰饼。
Now, this.Seems a little strange to me in some ways.
看起来好像有点奇怪。
The idea of breaking bread has traditionally been understood by the church as celebrating the Lord's Supper.
我们所了解的就是掰饼就是在主餐的时候。
And I thought, well, how does that really become a distinguishing mark of the church?
那这个怎么能够成为一个教会独有的特点呢？
I mean, the reformers said that the two primary marks of the church was the sacraments celebrated rightly and the word preached correctly. So the two marks of the church, the sacraments celebrated properly. Communion and baptism.
教会的主要特点是说有两个特点，一个是主餐，一个是洗礼。
And the word preached correctly.
另外一个特点就是教义被正确的教导。
And yet we've already begun to see that the church is much more than just those things.
但是我们看到教会不仅仅是这两样。
Now, when we talk about breaking of bread in Scripture, we do find that it connects with the Lord's Supper.
我们当看到掰饼的时候，就常常当然跟主餐联系在一起。
But it's much more than that.
但是比这个更多，其实。
The phrase breaking of bread, then and in English today still has the idea of having a meal together.
其实这个意思，它的拨饼的意思，在英语词当中的话是讲是款待招待人。
And in reality, what is being described in this passage in Acts is.People that got together and shared a meal together.
其实这边的意思就是想他们在一起一同用饭。
If you look at verse 46, it says, Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
他们这边讲到46节，在家中掰饼，并且存着欢喜诚实一起用饭。
When Jesus gave us the Lord's Supper, it's true, he did break bread.
当耶稣基督在吃晚餐的时候，他的确掰饼了。
And he did say, "Do this in remembrance of me."
他说如此行就是为了纪念我。
But what Jesus was doing wasn't necessarily setting up a ritual.
但是他那时候做的并不是只是一个礼仪而已。
He says, "Any time you do this, do it in remembrance of me."
他说每次你们这么做的时候就纪念我。
So every time we eat,
所以是每次我们用饭的时候
we are to remember what he did for us.
每次我们用饭的时候，我们要纪念。他为我们做了什么?
Jesus took the two most common elements of a Jewish meal, bread and wine, and said, "Every time you do this, remember me."
当耶稣就把犹太人常常用的两样，在餐桌上用的两样面饼和酒作为一个记号。
And the church did that.
他要求教会每次用这两样的东西常用的东西的时候就纪念到他。
And they did it together.
他们就一起这么做。
And they invited people to join them.
他们也邀请别人跟他们在一起。
And as they broke bread every day with glad and sincere hearts, people were attracted to that.
当他们掰饼，诚实欢喜地用饭的时候，人们就加入他们当中去了。
Not just because it was a place to get some food.
不仅仅是可以吃到饭。
But because they remembered Jesus.
他们在一起，在用饭当中也纪念耶稣基督。
They talked about Jesus.
他们谈起耶稣的事情。
They showed the reality of Jesus in their lives.
他们借此。
And it was, I mean, in a sense, this is just a specific manifestation of fellowship.
借此显现出耶稣的实在。
But it's an important one because it focuses on Jesus himself.
这边的重点，他们用饭的时候，掰饼的时候，重点是显示耶稣基督。
So we've got, they devoted themselves continually to the apostles' teaching.
所以我们已经明白他们遵守使徒的教训
and to fellowship,
团契
to the breaking of bread,
一起掰饼用饭
and finally prayer is the last one.
最后还有一个特点就是他们祷告
You want the next slide? Yeah, there we go. Okay, in verses 42 it says they committed themselves to prayer and then in verse 47 it says they were praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people.
47节讲到他们赞美神得到众民的喜爱
It's interesting that the focus of prayer in this passage is on praising God.
这边的重点是赞美神。
Now, how would you go about praising God?
你是怎么赞美神的?
Well, it's one way in which we get to know Him.
这就是我们了解耶稣基督的一个方式。
As we see what the scriptures teach us about who God is,
当我们知道圣经当中怎么样教导我们耶稣关于耶稣的事情
We should reflect that back to God in prayer.
然后我们就应该以祷告的心来反思
I mean, in some ways, that's the most important part of prayer.
那也许这就是我们最重要的一个祷告的部分就是思考耶稣
Because what we're doing is we're taking the apostles' teaching and we're focusing on it to enable us to know our God better and reflecting that back to Him in praise.
当我们明白了这些教导之后，我们就要通过思想来更加了解。
But we also praise God because of the things we see God do.
我们也可以想神已经为我们做的事情。
It's not just a matter of what He's done in the past, but what He's doing currently.
不仅仅是他过去已经完成的，而且他现在在我们心目当中做的。
And when we pray and we see how God answers those prayers, it becomes a way in which we are able to praise Him.
这就变成我们能够赞美他的一个原因。
Try to remember the guy's name. Forsyth, P.T. Forsyth was a Scottish preacher in the 18th century.
有一位苏格兰的牧师，他叫Forsyth.
And he kind of anticipated the graduate record exam 200 years before it was ever done.
他那时候正在要参加一个高等考试。
He said, prayer is to Christianity as original research is to science.
说祷告就好像是对神来说就好像是
Prayer is to Christianity as original research is to science.
就好像研究对科学那么重要一样。
Now, if you want to figure that one out, you got to think about it a little bit.
你可以想想看这句话的意义。
But if you're in science,And you're in a specific discipline in science, you do research to better understand that science.
如果你在学哪一门学科，你就必须要做研究吧。
So as you do your experiments and, you test them, you are able to gain a greater knowledge of your discipline as a result of that.
当你做实验，做，重复实验的时候，你就对这门学科有了进一步的了解。
And what Forsyth was saying is we do the same thing when we pray.
当我们祷告的时候其实情况也是一样的。
Because as we bring our needs to God,
我们把我们需要带到神面前
and our concerns,
我们的心里面所想的
and our fears and our hopes,
我们担心的我们的希望都到到神面前
and we watch and see what God does,
我们看神如何成就这些事情。
It's kind of like we're doing an experiment of sorts.
有点像在科学当中的实验。
And we begin to learn about God in an experiential way.
我们就从中从我们的经历当中就更加了解神。
And so both praying for needs and praising God become an aspect of growing to become more like Christ.
祷告向神祷告和赞美神就变成一个紧密不可分的过程。
The scriptures tell us that one of the primary reasons for prayer is for God. It's the way that God chooses to accomplish His purposes in the world.
神使用祷告作为一个途径来在这世上成就事情。
And so God has given us this gift of prayer to grow to know Him and praise Him and accomplish His purposes.
神给我们祷告使得我们可以更了解他更赞美他 更完成神的给我们的使命。
And what's His primary purpose?
他的最主要的目的是什么呢?
It's for people to know Jesus.
就是为了让人更加了解耶稣基督。
And as we are praying, we are growing to know Him.
当我们祷告的时候，我们就会更加的了解耶稣基督。
And as we grow to know Him, we become more like Him.
当我们对他更了解的时候，我们就会更像他。
And again, it comes back to us being the visible manifestation of Christ on earth.
所以就又回到我们前面提到的，我们就会在这世上成为一个被人可以看见的耶稣的显现的形象。
Next slide, please. Okay.So, what was the result of this continual devotion to these four specifics?
当他们这样做的时候，做了这四方面的事情的时候，他们的结果是什么呢？
Well, in verse 43, it says, they were filled with awe.
第十三节讲到，他们都敬畏，充满了敬畏。
The apostles did signs and wonders.
使徒们做了神迹奇事。
People were meeting together and from home to home.
人们在各家聚会。
They had good food to share among themselves.
他们在一起分享食物。
And God is worshipped in the process.
在这过程当中神受到了敬拜。
Interestingly, the last thing it says that happened is that people were being saved.
最后最有意思的一点就是说主将得救的人天天加给他们。
The last part of verse 47 it says, And the Lord added daily to their number those who were being saved.
这就是47节讲的人得救的人天天加给了他们。
Now, I don't know about you, but I generally think about evangelism as being the primary thing the church is supposed to do.
我以前一直以为传福音是教会最主要的事情。
And that's not a bad statement.
这并不是一个不对的说法。
The great commission Jesus gives us just before he goes back into heaven is to make disciples of all the nations.
大使命当中的确是说要使万民做门徒。
But it's interesting that that command doesn't work its way into the primary purposes or the primary outworkings of how the church saw their responsibility.
但是这并不是主要的他们的职责。
But the fact was, in doing the four things that we have in this passage, people were being saved.
如果我们做了这刚刚我提到的这四件事情的话，人们就自然的会得救。
Ruth Tucker wrote a book called From Jerusalem to Iria and Gaia.
有一位作者叫 Ruth Tucker， 他写了一本书叫《从耶路撒冷到伊里安贾亚》。
And it is a really encouraging book on the idea of Christian missions.
他是这本书写的非常好，是关于基督教的宣教活动的。
It tells the story of dozens of missionaries.
讲了，里中描述了宣教士的很多故事。
And you know, you read and you go.Wow.
当你读的时候你一定会觉得非常的惊讶。
You get done reading and you go, I could actually be like that.
当你读完的时候你会想我也应该能够这样子做。
But in her introduction to the book, she makes a quote that I think is really important for us here.
在她书中开篇的时候她写了一篇很重要的话。
She says that by the end of the first century, the church was established to some extent in Europe, Africa, and Asia.
在第一世纪末，教会在欧洲、非洲、亚洲都有建立了一定的程度。
But by the middle of the fourth century, it had become so powerful that even the emperor had to bow to its presence.
到了四世纪中叶的时候，教会变得非常强大，使得帝王也得臣服于教会。
What this proves is the New Testament statement of the Great Commission didn't inspire missionary outreach as much as it described the automatic outreach of a vital, dynamic faith.
这证明新约大使命对宣教的促进不如说是具有生命活力的信仰自然产生的发展。
Nothing could stem its irresistible advance.
这种发展没有什么可以触发这其他没有什么可以触发这无法抗拒的精神。
Now the power that the church had was not military power.
这个力量并不是一个军事力量。
It was not the power of politics.
也不是政治力量。
It wasn't the power of cultural or social manipulation.
也不是文化在文化上面的操纵。
The power that the church had was the fact that they devoted themselves continually to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer.
原因是因为他们遵守使徒的教导，一起祷告，一起供用，一起赞美神。
Next slide, please. Now we have a choice.
那我们就可以做一个选择。
We can either go along with the way that church is being done throughout the entire country, and accomplish not a whole lot.
我们有的时候不管做什么好像觉得不能成就很多事情。
Or we can decide that we want to live the way the early church did.
也许我们也可以选择我们就像早期教会那样做。
We want to move beyond just being a group of gathered individuals who get together once a week.
我们如果能够想想不要像只是一群每周聚会的人一样在一起。
To actually becoming a visible manifestation of the body of Christ because we live this truth.
如果我们生活在真理当中呢，我们应该注重在成为耶稣在这世上可以被人看见的展现。
If people come here, what do they see?
如果我们有人到我们教会来，陌生的人到我们教会来。
Would they want to attend?
他们来了之后觉得看了一下想要加入教会吗？
I hope so.
我希望如此。
But I'm not around all the time.
但是我也不是很确定。
I mean, I see a lot of really nice people in this church.
我在这教会碰到很多非常友善的人。
And I see a lot of really smart people.
很多有智慧的人。
And the people that I know well are generous and kind.
有很多人我认识的非常的大方，非常的就是非常的友善。
And that's the way it's supposed to be.
那是应该的。
But is that what an average person coming in off the street would see?
但是这是是不是一个一般任何人进到我们教会可以看到的情况呢？
Jesus wants us to become like him.
耶稣要我们像他那样。
And he wants us not just to become like him as individuals, but to become like him as a church.
他要我们不是只是像单个人那样，而是要成为我们合在一起，成为一个团体。
And I challenge you.
那所以我向你们挑战。
What kind of church do you want to be?
你要成为怎么样的教会？
Because we know what kind of church Jesus wants us to be.
耶稣当然想要我们成为他想要成为他的想要的样子。
So I challenge you to pray and to ask the Lord how you can come together to really become like the church in Jerusalem.
所以我就向你们挑战，能不能像耶路撒冷早期教会那样。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的话语。
And thank you for your love.
谢谢你的慈爱。
And thank you for your patience.
谢谢你的耐心。
And Lord, thank you for your spirit.
也谢谢你的圣灵。
Lord, without these things, we would be completely lost.
没有你的话，我们会完完全全的迷失。
And Lord, forgive us that we tend to be so caught up in our own individual worlds that we forget that we are a body.
我们常常忘记自己的责任，常常就关于只顾自己的事情。
Let your Holy Spirit come upon this church with great power.
让你的圣灵来到这个教会，以大能大力的形式展现。
Bring new life.
给我们新的生命。
Bring a revival, Lord, that can't be contained by these walls.
让我们重新奋起，让我们可以成为一个活泼的教会。
And may Peoria know that the reality of Jesus is here.
让 Peoria 这个地区的人能够知道，叫耶稣就在我们当中。
And may it spread from here to the world, all around the world.
可以从这里一直影响到世界。
Thank you, Father, that you're more than able to do these things.
我们感谢你，知道你一定是能够成就，而且能够成就比这更大的事情。
We commit them to you in Jesus' name.
我们把我们祷告献上耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
阿门。
我们感谢神，见你们奎牧师带给我。